Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt. My name is Bodie, and I am your host, and I'm recording on a Sunday morning once again because I have overcommitted myself because I don't really have a good sense of how much time it takes to do things, apparently. Just to give you an example, 99% of the show was already written on Wednesday, and then I just had no time on Friday or Saturday or Thursday to record, really. So let's go ahead and jump into this. Lucid Motors and Chinese EV maker BYD, which stands for Build Your Dreams, will use NVIDIA's self-driving platform called Drive. Drive will be powered by Orin, the Orin chip from NVIDIA. It is capable of 254 trillion operations per second. Mercedes and Jaguar will also use the Drive platform. GMC announced that they received more than 65,000 reservations for the EV Hummer pickup and SUV. The pickup delivery started late 2021, and the SUVs will start production in 2023. The Hummer EV pickup ranges in price from $80,000 to $100,000. CATL claims their new battery technology has 13% more energy density as compared to the 4680 battery cell. Now, I'm probably going to mess up the pronunciation of this battery, but it's called the Kirin battery, K-I-R-I-N. It's able to achieve this amazing feat, not by a new battery chemistry, but by the way they package the cell. In other CATL news, which this is, I think, the cooler part of the story, they are working on a new non-thermal diffusion technology that prevents battery cell fires, and somehow they're able to achieve this because of some directional thermal connectivity properties in their battery cells. They didn't really go into it in the article, and I'm going to be honest with you, I probably wouldn't understand much of what they were saying. But the battery packs with this technology will have a 1,000-kilometer range and should be available sometime in 2023. And honestly, that is something I'm really looking forward to. All right. It's a new month, and usually at the beginning of the month, I will thank our Patreon supporters, but because I'm kind of short on time, I'm going to do that next week in our bigger show, when I'm sure we'll talk about all of the really cool Giga Rodeo, whatever they're calling it, that big event that's going on in Austin. So if you're not a Patreon supporter and you would like to be thanked, then go ahead and sign up. Go to patreon.com/kilowatt or supportkilowatt.com. Sign up for the $1 tier. That's all I ask. And then I'll mention you on the podcast next week. I felt like that was a very clumsy and sloppy Patreon plug. So sorry about that. Let's move on to Tesla news. Tesla announced a stock split proposal. The proposal will be voted on by shareholders at the 2022 annual shareholders meeting, which used to happen in June, but now is happening in like more towards the fall. So we'll see what happens there or when it will happen. I'm sure there's Tesla shareholders that would really like to get this split going now. Tesla has again halted production at Giga Shanghai due to COVID. Right now, that area is just going through some struggles with COVID. Cases are surging. The government's trying to keep it from getting out of control, but it seems like it might be getting out of control at this point, which is unfortunate. Tesla has increased prices to a point that their vehicles no longer qualify for the California Clean Vehicle Rebate Project. To qualify, the electric vehicles in question need to have an MSRP lower than $45,000. I should say that $45,000 MSRP is for sedans. For electric SUVs and crossovers, the price is capped at $60,000. The Model Y long range starts at $62,999. So, unfortunately, if you live in California, you will not get that rebate. But both the Model 3 and the Model Y qualify for the California Clean Energy Fuel Award, which will give you about $750 back. So, not all is lost, California. A German court has ruled that Tesla has to buy back a car from a customer due to that customer being unsatisfied with full self-driving. And actually, I believe the words were disappointed with full self-driving. The complainant felt like full self-driving drove like a drunk first-time driver. Honestly, it was only a matter of time before something like this happened. Elon mentioned in 2016, like 6 years ago now, that all cars built from that point on would come with hardware that would enable full self-driving. And we know that Hardware 2 isn't anywhere close to that. Hardware 3, which was released in 2019, you know, the same claim was made. They're fairly close to that, but they're not quite there with the release of the Cybertruck. That's when we'll see Hardware 4, and we'll see where we're at that point. But Elon's made several comments throughout this last 6 years that full self-driving is nearly here or just around the corner. And honestly, that just hasn't been the case. Not to say that, you know, I don't think Tesla's making huge strides in full self-driving, because I do. I just think it's harder than what Elon thought. I think he was more optimistic than, you know, what reality actually is. Tesla has appealed this ruling, by the way. A few weeks ago, we talked about Tesla prioritizing deliveries to people who fork over the extra $12,000 for full self-driving at the time of purchase. Well, Tesla has changed this policy. I don't even know if it was a policy. Might have just been one person that made this decision. But anyway, in either case, they've reversed on that. And I've tested this and confirmed that no matter what variant of Tesla you order, if you order full self-driving at the same time or you don't, you still get the same delivery date. So that's good news. Although for some vehicles, you could be waiting till 2023 if you order today. So that's pretty insane. Let's talk about J.B. Straubel. If you don't know who J.B. Straubel is, he is Tesla's former CTO and Redwood Materials current CEO. So if you don't know what Redwood Materials is, it is a battery recycling company. So it kind of makes sense that the CTO of Tesla would look ahead into the future and say, you know what, we should probably look into battery recycling. And then, we also have really close connections to this car company that's using a ton of batteries. So JB thinks that EV batteries should last about 15 years before they need to be recycled. And of course, there's a lot of things that go into that to make it so that the battery will last that long. It's going to be free of damage, defects, you know, just kind of overall abuse. The battery isn't charged to 100% every single time it's charged. There's, you know, little things that help that along. Now, I will point out that that is an educated guess, right? That 15 years, it's a really good educated guess, but we're still really early on in this whole EV transition. So it's a guess. But I think it's probably somewhat close. So should you trust JB? I think you probably should. I think 10 to 15 years is a pretty good guess as to how long these batteries should last. Let's talk about another Tesla employee, but not currently a former Tesla employee. This is an active Tesla employee, Andrei Karpathy. He's the head of Tesla AI. He's a really smart person, like ridiculously smart. He's currently on a four-month sabbatical, and people are worried about Tesla's AI future if he leaves. So in 2020, Elon was interviewed by Clean Technica, and Elon said there were about 300 engineers working on AI at that time. So that's the Tesla's autopilot efforts. In that same article, back in 2020, he said that that number would grow to 1,000. And over the last 2 years, we've seen Elon and Tesla say, hey, if you know anything about AI, get into contact with us because we want to hire you. So I don't know if that AI team is quite 1,000, but I feel confident that they're close. They're somewhere around there. So what I'm trying to get to by this very long convoluted rant is that there are likely a few people, handful of standouts in that 1,000 people that could do as good of a job if Karpathy leaves, if not better. It would be a real bummer if Andrei left because he is a valuable part of Tesla's future. But I feel confident that Tesla has a deep enough pool of people to choose from who are extremely intelligent. You don't go into, AI research and AI programming because you're a dullard. Like you're a sharp person. So I'm sure there's a handful of people in there that could actually do this job. By the way, Karpathy has been with Tesla for 5 years. So I'm sure in the last 5 years, Tesla's made a lot of strides, and I'm sure this gentleman is just burned out. This is our last story. This is the only story I didn't have pre-prepared before recording this. Tesla released their vehicle production and delivery numbers for Q1 2022. So let's go into this. They produced 14,218 Model S and Model X's, and they delivered 14,724 Model S and X's. Under Model 3 and Y, they produced 291,189, which is pretty impressive. And they delivered 295,324. That is a total for production of 305,407 and 310,048 for deliveries. So good job to the Tesla team. That's pretty amazing. Tesla will have its Q1 2022 financial results call on Wednesday, April 20th at 4:30 p.m. Central Time. You can go to ir.tesla.com if you're interested in participating in that, or you can just come back to this podcast and you can listen to it and I break everything down for you. Speaking of breaking down, I got to break down this podcast, so I got other things I got to do today, unfortunately. So you can email me, Bodie, B-O-D-I-E, at 918digital.com. You can find me on Twitter at 918digital. And yeah, I hope everyone has a really great week. I appreciate you being understanding and patient with how random I am when I release this show. When I first started this podcast, I think my aim was to release it every Wednesday. But I said, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then that kind of shifted to Friday, Saturday, Sunday with an occasional Monday. So I kind of give myself a window for a release. But usually I try to hit Fridays. So with any luck, I'll be able to do that next week. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you all have a wonderful week. And I will talk to you next Friday.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.